Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. We welcome you to this segment of ours, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah. It is with Hazrat Mulana Musa Akudi Damat Barakatuhu. The day today is the 20th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. Let's welcome Mulana Musa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mulana, hope all is well. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. How is Mulana keeping?
Shukran wa the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm Mulana. Thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his bounties and all his ni'mat.
Alhamdulillah. We got a bit worried there. We thought we're not going to get hold of Mulana today. But alhamdulillah, we've gotten hold of Mulana. Is Mulana traveling or where is Mulana at the moment?
Yeah, I'm traveling at the moment from a place known as Nungwi, where our host Ahmed is. And from there, we're traveling to the Stone Town area. And alhamdulillah, we'll have the opportunity of meeting the Mufti of Zanzibar this morning.
Okay, so Mulana is in Zanzibar, mashallah.
Yeah, I'm in Zanzibar at the moment, yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
So we came here with the intention, Mulana, of... there are a lot of madrasas here, alhamdulillah.
Gee.
And Islam is a very dominant religion. I would say there's like 99% Muslim here. And there's a lot of modesty. You know, the women walk with cloaks on the streets and everything. You know, the foreign... But the locals are very, very good people, very hospitable in this particular area here. Now, inshallah, this is a friend of mine, Mulana Khalil, who works in the East African area. And the Sheikh Ahmed here, they decided to advance Islamic education in this area here. So there has been a lot of madrasas, but there is no formal structure of studies.
Gee.
And written of a syllabus on a plain basis, on the Shafi Mazhab, you know, which can now, you know, whether we start. Yeah. I can hear you quite clearly, Mulana Zahid.
Okay, now we can hear you, Mulana. Gee. So Mulana was saying about the formal syllabus. That's from that point on we lost, Mulana, about the Shafi Mazhab in there.
Gee, alhamdulillah, to introduce a structured style method of education in the various madaris in the region. And they don't have any structured syllabus. You know, each one carries on his own way.
Gee.
So it's a course for the people to train the ustad, you know, how and what to teach. So inshallah, there is an effort to make in this area.
First thing that we tend to think, Zanzibar, we tend to think just honeymoon and that. But mashallah, Mulana is there with the purpose of deen. And this should be the spirit wherever we're traveling to have that. And as our previous discussions was always about going to places to witness the oneness of Allah and to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant total success in this trip as well. Is it mostly Shafis there, Mulana?
Gee, there's mostly Shafis here. And, you know, I was just reading up a little bit on the history of Zanzibar. And in the 1500s, you know, there's all the quest for material wealth. And the Portuguese, you know, they came onto the area here and they took control. And then what happened is, after the Sultan of Oman, alhamdulillah, they introduced the cloak farming and all that. Couldn't taste anything, you know. So he at that particular time, he said, I'm willing to part with my entire fortune just to be able to taste my food. I mean, there were people during COVID who had lost their sense of taste. I mean, a family as well. They're eating anything, they can't find any taste. They say, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your taste returns. So we take all these things for granted. So we must make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, all the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us and take great advantage of them, inshallah, and make shukr also and use them in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has desired for us to choose them.
this is a great nearmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I'm happy Mulana mentioned this, because I always say it, but I'm still searching for the reference for it. But alhamdulillah, now we can say Mulana Musa Akudi also has quoted the Henry Ford. I heard this incident. He was once walking, and then his two employees of his were sitting on the floor and eating. So he went to them and he said that he was just admiring what they were doing. And he said, I wish I could enjoy what you people have. And they are looking, but you are Henry Ford. You own Ford. You have everything going for you. We wish we were you. He said, no. You've got something that I cannot purchase. Mm-hmm. And you can taste, you can digest your food, all of this. Whereas I've got the sickness and I'm incapable of doing this. And nobody, no doctor can assist me, even with all the money in the world. So, alhamdulillah, wafi anfusikum afala tubsirun, within yourselves, that there's so many bounties. Last week we spoke to an entomologist. So this, what Mulana was saying, is just within ourselves. But then Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about preparing everything around you, subjugating all that surrounding you, so that you, O insan, may be benefit. You may benefit, and you can become a worshipper of Allah. So he was giving us such facts of the insects. And he was speaking about the bee. He was speaking about the ant. He was speaking. I asked him a question. I said, but you've been studying, because their job is to study different insects. So how do you study the communication between one ant and the next? We know Sulaiman alayhi salam, he could directly understand that communication. But how do you, as an entomologist, to understand? He said, you know what? And he was, alhamdulillah, his iman was all in place. He said, you know what? Let me be honest to you. We've been studying for years now. We will never ever understand the communication. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands the communication of ants and all these different insects. Through vibrations, thus we're not able to get that real message. When one ant meets another, what information are they passing? What are they saying to each other? He said, we can't understand it. This is the qudrat of Allah.
Definitely, Mullah. Definitely what you say. You know, we cannot ponder into Allah. We must ponder in the creation of Allah. This is very, very important. You know, our children too, our children have become now keyboard warriors, and they're playing these silly and stupid games on the computers. And these games are having an adverse effect, you know, on morality, on their behavior. And that is what it's meant to be. You know, they basically they teach them how to disobey their parents, etc. And you know, you see all these Disney productions, the shows that the children see. You know, young girls scantily clad, you know, reading about it, scantily clad, things like that. I know when we were young boys, then we were not exposed to the TV. But then we had this Archie and this Veronica and this, you know, Richie Rich and all those little water, all those comic books and everything. That was an era. And if you remember those particular days as our young boys, how the girls, you know, in their cartoons were drawn, you know, in the manner in which they wore their clothing and everything. It was to corrupt our minds. And at that time, we didn't even realize it. But they tried and make that scenario a norm. So I was just speaking to some children the other day in the family, and I was telling them that when I was a young boy, with the father of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I had a great fascination for science. And I remember there was a shop in Johannesburg which was known as Lilliputs, and they would sell these educational toys. So I remember as a young boy, I still took the address down of one company known as J&L Randall Limited. And then Potter's Bar Hertz, and I wrote a letter to them. And I told them I'm interested in a certain chemistry set. And they gave me the price. And then I took a razor envelope and I put pounds. In those years, you get pounds here. And I sent it there and I got it for less than half the price from what Lilliput sells it here. But the message I was giving to the young children in the family, I said that, you know what, there's so much to do here at your age. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fi deen. When Allah desires any good for you, Allah gives you the knowledge of deen. Although we are in the knowledge of deen, we have so much to still study and do. But anyway, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, when I was a young boy, I remember during our school breaks, I had a friend and we should sit in the lab for chemistry and things like that. I only studied till 10-7, so I can't speak much. But nevertheless, we were very active in experiments and things like that. And we saw all this kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, that was manifest. And I was a young boy and I bought a microscope. And I took the wing of a fly. I want the parents to go somewhere and then shock the microscope, you know, and then put the wing of a fly and then let the children look at it and see the kaleidoscope of colors in the fly, which is the lowliest, you know, of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will find that the fly will, a fly will sit, you know, on excreta and on filth and waste. And when you find another winged insect, like the bee, that will sit on flowers, you know, and produce honey. So when you look at the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just at the wing of a fly, you'll be amazed at the wonderful and beautiful colors that you see. So children must get interested in that. And then, you know, you get buy them a telescope and let them study, you know, kullun fi falaki yasbahun, everything, you know, in space, it is actually swimming in an orbit. Show them the different, stars. When you're going on a holiday to Cape Town, then you go to Sutherland, where you've got SALT, the South African largest telescope, SALT, and many other countries, Venezuela, and I think India, and all of them are in combination with South Africa, and they do studies, you know, of the galaxy from this place in Sutherland, which is
MashaAllah, that was Mulana Musa Akuri. Mulana is in Zanzibar at the moment. From us and the team, we've come to the end of the program. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.